Like,
yeah. Yeah, you have one.
Okay.
Okay, it's changed. Okay. Okay, you check. So we are in this place for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, everybody. And sorry for my mistake. And I will start this lecture by resuming some of the last concepts yesterday. That is that we have we were considering that if we were to develop an application that managed data, we will rely in some database system, because they will perform many of the details about concurrency, organization, recovery, and we rely in that system. And we will focus in our data. So, for that purpose, we will use a database and a database system. Of course, we might use a relational database. By fact, you will use relational databases in most of the cases. So, I recommend, of course, you to learn a lot about relational databases and SQL language and all this stuff. But if your requirements are this you have here, you need really high speed for really large amount of, really large volume of data. So it's better to move to a distributed system, a highly distributed system. And as I explained yesterday, relational databases are really good for centralized system, but are not specifically good and not the best for distributed system. So, if you consider about distributed system, highly distributed system, you have to take into account the data modeling for that system. And for that system, For this kind of system, you have to model your data thinking about your specific queries, for the queries that your application depends on. So, in that case, when you think and you design the data model, you think first in entity relationships and so on. But at the third place, you identify the required queries, the special queries that you want to be the fastest, and you specify the logical scheme according to that query. This is called the query-driven data modeling. Okay? And this is what we do today in practice with one of the NoSQL database models. Okay? In this first page, you also have, if you want, some reference about for all the course. This is our public reference, if you can find it in internet, this is a book from Christopher Strauch about NoSQL databases. It's a good book about all the world of NoSQL databases, and he considers difference, advantage, disadvantage, and so on. You also have two books about Cassandra and Mongo, and other about general graph databases, that is a special family of databases NoSQL databases that we will talk a bit in the last lecture on Friday. Okay, so today we will deal with column-oriented databases, specifically with the most used, that is Cassandra. So in the material, we go to column-oriented databases, Cassandra, that is page 2, number 2, that we talk about column-oriented databases. Column-oriented databases is just a name. It's just a name because some of the new databases try and think about developing databases that are, instead of row-oriented, that is the most usual in the relational databases, to column-oriented, but they are really not column-oriented. There is a name to call some kind of NoSQL databases that in aspect are similar, are really similar to relational databases, because they have row, they have columns, they have tables. So it seems that this is like relational databases. But it's not. It is not, because this is a model with tables, rows, columns, but designed for large volume, highly distributed systems. So, of course, for us, at the model, it seems similar. Of course, the interior of the software that manages the database is completely different. It's oriented for highly distributed system and so. And this, of course, these details is not our problem. It's problem of the software, the database software system. So we want to model our data for our queries using this software, this kind of software. In this kind of software and in this kind of database, of course, data is partitioned. Data is, if we are in a distributed system, is in one node or in another node, of course, depending on what is called the partition key. The partition key, that is that the key that decides a particular row, a particular record, in which node it is. So, when we need to look for a data, we need to know in which node we have to look for the data. So this will make a really difference, a real difference, that if we look for a field that is in this key, we know in which node it is. If we do the search for a field that is not this key, we don't know in which node it is. So we have to search in maybe in hundreds of nodes. So it will be a really slow query. So with SubCenter, we will drive queries that is by the key. And we will try to discard queries that are not for the key. On the other hand, if we have a distributed system, we have a lot of nodes, we can get profit of that while having data replicated, as I told you yesterday. So we have the data replicated in some of the nodes in order to get higher availability. If you have a fail in a node, we don't lose access to this data because this data is also in another node and we expect two nodes don't fail at the same time. Okay, this is the overall principle of column-oriented database, and the most familiar type of this, or most familiar software, most used software of this kind is Cassandra. Cassandra is a database management system. For that, it's derived for the Amazon database, Amazon developing a database that was called Dynamo. And he is based on tables. Tables, we will look, you will define the primary keys, the partition keys. Later we will, I will explain the difference. But if you have this model for performance reason in a highly distributed system with a large volume of data, they are things that are not allowed. They are things that we are used in relational databases and in SQL that are not allowed here. For instance, foreign keys. We have no foreign keys. Cassandra has no foreign keys. Why? Because foreign keys is time consuming. To check the integrity, the constraints with large amount of that data is not a good idea. So, as this data will be managed by the software, but will be introduced and selected for your application. Then, now the confidence of the integrity is in the application side. It's not checked by the software of the databases. It's your responsibility, the application responsibility. But it's supposed you have programmed a good application that won't introduce not integral data. So we have no foreign keys. The other things that, we will see, as we can perform search by the key, but not that other fields different than the key. Then we will see that it's possible, but it's not recommendable. It's not advisable because of the time. Other thing that joins are completely disallowed. You have learned about SQL and join and computational cost. Computational cost of a join operation. If you have a table of million rows and another table of billion rows, is absolutely forbidden. So join is not possible. So if join is not possible in the database, we have two options that we develop in today in the exercises. We have two options. One option is to have denormalized model, that is, in the model, in the data, you have also the related data in the same record. You don't do a join, you have the data already, say, joined in the data. The second possibility is that you do the join by yourself in the program, in the application. But you cannot ask the database system to do joins. Why? Because it's really time expensive. You cannot allow that. Finally, as it says here, ordered by. Ordered by is also a time consuming operation. So if you have data already ordered, then you have no time to spend in order by if you have the data ordered. Of course, data are ordered by a criterion. I sorted by a criterion. It's not sorted by all the possible criteria. It's sorted by one criterion. But if your application needs one specific order, you in the data modeling, you say, data files preserve that order. So data are order by itself. Then we will do some exercise here. About Cassandra, there is official documentation. Cassandra, of course, as databases, NoSQL databases, we are talking about databases to be used by application. Is you develop an application, and with API functions, you communicate with it. But in this example, we will use a language. We will use a language just not to develop a full application, a complete application, just to try to understand how it works. And Cassandra has a language that is the Cassandra query language, the C Cassandra query language, that is like SQL. It's like SQL, but it doesn't allow things that are not allowed in Cassandra. But for the other thing, it's quite similar to Cassandra. So if you want to think, learn, or search, or anything about Cassandra documentation, here we have we have a problem. I can drag it. Okay. I wanted to stop the recording as yesterday. Okay. Better here. Better there. Okay.
I don't understand, but normally it's collapsing the web.
Okay. So here you have all information about the Cassandra, about the Cassandra documentation in general, about and about the Cassandra query language in particular. Okay, so in this other, in this URL, you can look fine about definition, data types, all you need about Cassandra and about the Cassandra query language. I said that for not developing application, but just try Cassandra, we will use a cell. Cassandra also have a cell that is the SQL cell. That SQL cell, that is SQLSH. If you install Cassandra in your own computer or in your server, you will use SQL Server. Now in Team, we will use a plugin with the SQL cell. So these boxes you have here is to write SQL orders and SQL cell instructions. So for instance, we can write here help and this is the answer that the SQL cell gives you when you write the help and other kind of things we will do right now. Okay? So, any question right now? Of course, if you have any question, raise your hand. And people who are by Zoom, you can write in the chat. In the chat, they say the requirement for completing the course is to complete the full assignment, the final assignment. Okay. Okay. Then, first exercise with Cassandra and with this Cassandra query cell. The first thing is that if you want to overcome YouTube and we will develop your application for videos to be successful and so we will develop an application to manage videos and videos metadata. So when you go to do that, as in MySQL and as in other places, you have to create a cache space for your database or for your tables. Now in Team here, you cannot create your cache space. Your cache space is already created for you, for each user in that system. But in when you develop an application, we will create a cache space with the cache space, create cache space order. The create space order when you create a cache space for your database, for instance, you specify certain things about the strategy to distribute the data or the replication factor. If you have a great number of nodes, you can try a replication factor or 3 or 4 or what you consider is appropriate for that. So as you can see in this example, you can say replication. You create a cache space and you say a simple strategy for the distributed system and a replication factor of 3. For instance, it says each data you store in the system will be 3 times in different nodes, in order to get greater availability, okay? So this is for the create space. Of course, as I told you, in that system, we won't create a space. You have your own space, cache space created for you. Then in this cache space, we will start to create your tables, your model, your data model that, as I told you, is similar to a relational data model that is format of tables. And in this kind of column-oriented databases, not NoSQL databases, you create a table. And then for this exercise, as I will tell you, I will create a table to store the basic information of videos. What is the basic information of videos here? So for each video, we have a video ID, the added date, a description of the video, a title for the video, and an identifier of the user that has uploaded the video. Okay? So for that, you will create a table. The create table syntax, as you might see, is similar to SQL syntax for create table, except that, for instance, data types are different. So you should know what are data types for this system. By fact, if you have worked with relational database, data types might differ slightly between, for instance, Oracle or MySQL. They have a small difference about the bar chart and something like that. Well, what are data types for Cassandra? Then you have here data types for Cassandra. For instance, for text, you have a type that is text. For integer, you have int and for. And you have special types that is UUID and time UUID. UUID means unique universal identifier. That is an identifier that you are sure that are unique for all the nodes. This is an identifier usually assigned for the system to be sure that you have not this reply. Okay, so here we will create a table. We have created a table. So the video ID is of type time UID. It's an identifier, a unique universal identifier that is also based on the time. Okay? Now we will see this tag. The added date is a time date. The data type is called a timestamp. Description is a text. Title is a text. User ID is also identifier of this type. Then, with this order, we will create the table. Later, we will describe table is a way to look how the table has been created. Okay? So, if we want to look what is the content of the table or the number of rows, you have select like in SQL. So you can run these things and you can check how your create table. Create table has not output. This is the output of the describe table. So the describe table, you can see if you are running your own in your own space that this is the create table. Of course, a lot of default parameters that are put that you haven't put these parameters, but it's the parameter that is considered better for that. And of course, this table has zero rows because we have created the table but not inserted any data. And the select have no data. We have the different fields, but obviously with zero data. So we have, and you should create your table. Okay? Then, how we insert data? Of course, we insert data with the insert operation. An application insert data with insert operation. But insert data, you know, insert one data. Now, for the purpose of learning and so, we will use another way to insert data. That is the copy order. The copy order is for importing or exporting data from a file. This is for this lecture to learn and to have data, okay? So, the copy order, as described here, the copy from, there are copy from and copy to. Copy from is to import data from a file, and copy to is to export data to a file. So copy from is to import data to from a file. This file, of course, you can look. It's a CSV file that is open anywhere. You can look at the date of the file, okay? It's just a file with data. This large number is an unique universal identifier, a time unique universal identifier, data also. Okay. Then with a copy order, you insert data in your table, okay? As it says here, you insert data in your table in a position criteria. First field of the file to the first table. It doesn't look for the name of the tables or the file or whatever. First, second, third. Unless you specify different things, and we will do later. But this, copy videos from videos CSV with header equal true, is the same that is commented here, is the same that thing. And with header equal true, fact means that first line, skip the first line. Because the first line is just a header, you skip the first line. The first line of the file doesn't define how to import. The first line, in this case, you have to skip this. So you copy videos. Then we will look how many videos we have, and we will take a look of these videos when inserted in the table. Then the importing process said something about child processes that they use, that they say they have processed 430 rows, and we have a count of 430 rows. And for instance, here we have a look at the first two rows. The first two rows have video ID, at the date, description, and as it's so long in this cell is lost at the right side, but is of course all the information there. Okay? Then we have the data now in the table. And we want to search for a data for a particular video. For instance, he said, try to get the title, video ID, and ID date of videos with title become an internet enterprise. So you can write. What is? SQL. Live. SQL. So you put select. You put here. Select title, video ID, added date from videos where title equal an Internet Explorer.
Enterprise.
An Internet Enterprise. Sorry. I was thinking on all Internet Explorers. Sorry. Enterprise. It's a nightmare. Internet Explorer. What happens? It said it's not a good idea. Why it said it's not a good idea? Because which is the primary key of this table? The primary key of this table is video ID. It's video ID because the video ID is the primary key, is that is unique identifier of each video. Because there might be several videos with the same title, of different years, or different authors, or whatever. So, Cassandra said that this, as this is not a select by the key, it has an unpredictable performance. In this case, they are only 430 rows. But if you are dealing with millions of billions of rows, with hundreds of nodes, you cannot be waiting, or you don't want to be waiting for seconds and seconds. So this is not recommended. You can only do select by the primary key. Of course, humans don't do select with this primary key, but an application can store this primary key and use it for do a select. And so you are thinking of application development. But the point is that looking for title is not a good idea in this table. If we want to look for title, we must design another different designer table. Anyway, as is told here, if you still want to look for a video by Dalton, he said, it said, use allow filtering. Allow filtering is that, okay, I need this, perform this anyway. So you put allow filtering. Then it overcome this limitation and we get the result now really fast because we have really few rows, but not in other cases. Okay? So, B to a new scenario. And the new scenario, you know. Okay, I want to look for videos by title. But title cannot be the primary key, because we have not unique title. Then, assume, as is said here, later we will do to another case, but now assume that in the same year, they cannot be two videos with the same title. So, the composing a primary key with title another year is, might be a primary key. So, we might define a table where the primary key is title another year. This is why we have here. Here you say, okay, we will define the table. You will define the table with title, added year, added date, description, video, user ID, video ID, where the primary key is title and added year. Okay? So, after that, we will import data from a different file. A different file is a file who has these six fields for row, and we will try to search in that table. So, if you do that, you, in this case, we again have the same number of rows, because are the same data, but with another field that is the other year. And now, can we search by title another year, for instance? Can we look for the videos that is title is what is Data Stacks Enterprise another year is 2013? Yes, because it's the primary key. Both fields are the primary key. And can we look for a video with a particular title? Also, yes. When you specify title and year, you get an answer. When you specify only the title, you get an answer of all videos with this title. Why is this allowed? This is allowed because the key, I was intentionally talking to you about keys. There are two different things. They are the primary key and the partition key. The primary key should be, as in relational database, should be unique. The primary key is a field or combination of fields that it's unique. Also, okay. Also, and other things that we will consider later. But the partition key, what is the partition key? The partition key is what the key that defines in which node of the distributed system is data. So, the key point is that you should specify, should have easy in which node is, and in which node is, it's easy if you told the title, if you are searching for a title. And when you the primary key is composed, if you don't say any other thing, the partition key is the first field of the primary key. So we can look for the primary key. We cannot search for a field that is not in the primary key, as we say in the next exercise one. But we might search but fields that are in the primary key. Or, for instance, by fields that are in the partition key. But can we search, he said, invalid query. Okay. Why is invalid query to search for the videos from a particular year? Because the added year is part of the primary key, is the second field, but it's not the partition key. So if it is not the partition key, is not one of the advisable, recommended. So you have to define your table, and when you define your table, you define your primary key and your partition key, taking into account which queries are you interested in the facet and which not. Okay? So this is not allowed, except if you allow filtering to say, go anyway. Okay?
Just a question.
Oh, sorry.
Last one.
Can you go through again what is a compound key? Yes, because a compound key is a primary key that is composed by more than one field. Because only one field, title for instance, is not good as primary key because it's not unique. Primary key, you need to be unique, of course. So for that, the primary key cannot be title. But if you, as it said before, assume that the combination of title and added year cannot be repeated, is an available primary key, is a good primary key if you want to search for title or for title and added year. Okay? Okay? Well, then, and what if you want to your intention is always searching for title another year. You are not interested in the second one. You are only interested in the first one. Your search criteria is the combination of title and added year. So if your search criteria is the combination of title and added year, you can define that the partition key are both. Not only the primary key as composed, also the partition key as composed. How do you specify that? You specify that in that case. When in the primary key, with the parentheses, within the primary key we could add another parenthesis inside, it said that all that is between this in inner parentheses is the partition key. So if we create a table that is called videos by title year 2 with this primary key, that is composed, that is, the partition key is also composed, what happens? The thing that happens is that he creates the table, he imports the rows and so on, but if you try to search only by title, he says, it's not a good idea because the partition key is not the title. In this case, the partition key is title plus added year. So we are creating the table, defining the primary key, defining the partition key according to our queries. Our preferred queries to be the fastest as possible. Okay? So, we go back to our first file. The first file was that is the videos CSV, that have video ID, title, not added year. This, not about this, this assumption that might not be the same two videos with the same title, but we want to look by title. We want to search by title. So how should you create a table for the videos metadata that allow to search by table, by title? Putting title as the primary key. But title is good for primary key? Title is good for primary key? Yes? No? I don't know. It's not good because it's not unique. So, in each database, relational database, and also in document-oriented, column-oriented database, you should define a primary key. With title as part of the primary key to be able to search by title, but the primary key cannot be only title, so we will define a table that the primary key will be how to ensure uniqueness with the video ID. So we create a table that is not this. If you do that we agree that is not a good idea, what happens? It happened that he created the table, okay? Then he import data. But when you look at how many rows you have, you only have 411. Why? Because videos with the same title are not allowed because it violates the primary key. So we have not all the title, all the videos inserted. By fact, take into account that the copy comma order doesn't say a word about that. The copy order said processed 430 rows. 430 rows imported. It's not true. 430 rows. It is processed but not imported because you only have the videos without title replication. So, if you look for videos for a title, you get only one. But later, before we say that they are two videos with the same title. So, the right way to do that is, as I told you before, you create a table where the primary key is title and video ID. Title first, because you want to search by title, and you are able to search by the field that is the partition key, and the field that is the partition key is the first field of the primary key. But the primary key needs to be unique. So to be unique, you should add the video ID. Video ID ensures by itself the uniqueness, but primary key in this kind of databases are for different purpose, not only for uniqueness, it's also for the search we want to allow. So in this case, we will create this table. This case also serves to another thing. When you create your table, look here, you say video ID, added date, description, title, user ID. When you later describe the table, Cassandra has a particular behavior that the fields in the table are not in the order you write. The fields on the table are ordered first the primary key, then the others in alphabetical order. So you shouldn't rely on how, in which order did you write the fields. You should think that Cassandra, the order is first the fields in the primary key, later the others in alphabetical order. Okay? So we have this table, and with this table, we now are able to import data. This is wrong. This is the wrong case. Why is the wrong case? Because, as I told you, when you copy, is the first field in the file, in the first field in the table. If they don't match types, you can have a lot of errors about this. This data is not good for time UUID or whatever. So in this case, you have more than 400 errors. Parse errors is about types mismatch. So the right thing to do so is that you say, okay, now first field of the file to the field video ID. Second field of the file to the field added date. Third, four, five. So you don't relate. You have to write the order of the fields unless it's the same. If it is the same, it's not need at the exercise one. But here you have to write that. And now we get the 430 rows inserted in the table, and you are able to search for title. And in exercise one, this wasn't allowed because are not the partition key. Now we have defined a table where the partition key is the title, so you can do search by the title. And you can do search by the title, and you get the result of the search by title without needing to use allow filtering that is unpredictable performance. So, then, this is why we say that we are designing tables according to the queries. Not according about the entity relationship diagram, not according to the queries. And which other needs we have in queries? Well, that depends. For instance, in exercise 4, we say, okay, we want in the metadata of the videos, we want to assign a tag for each video to say it's a documentary or a comedy or a terror movie. We want to put a tag for each video. We want to assign tags to the videos. Sorry? Okay. Is primary key and partition key the same? No. As partition key is a part of the primary key. That might be all the primary key or just a part of the primary key. If you don't say anything. Partition key is only the first field of the primary key. If you specify it by inner parentheses, the partition key are the fields that are in the inner parentheses. Okay? So if your primary key is only one field, primary key and partition key is the same. If your primary key is composed, the partition key is only the first field or the fields that are in the inner parentheses, if they are inner parentheses. Okay, then, would you want to assign tags to the videos? And you also want to order the videos the newest first. If you want the newest first, you want to get the videos ordered by other date. Order in reverse ordering. I told you before that order by is better. You store data ordered. You store data ordered, you get data ordered. So how do you define how data is ordered in the memory, in the system, in the inner files? Putting it also in the primary. So the primary key serves for three purposes. First, as usual, to ensure uniqueness, to identify the rows. Second, to define what search, what select are good, perfect, fastest, allowed, and which not. And third, to specify when you want, in which order data are stored, then retrieved. So, if you want to assign tags to the video, to store tags to the video, to search videos for a tag, I want to search all videos that are comedy. All the videos that have the tag NoSQL. To look for videos about NoSQL. So we want to search by tag. But you also want to say, okay, when I want for videos about NoSQL, I want the newest first. So you have to specify that these data are in reverse order by ID data. And you have to specify in the primary key, in what is called the clustering columns. Clustering columns are part of the primary key to say how it's organized, how data is ordered. And when you use order, if you have the data order, you are also allowed to have a comparison. For instance, videos newer than 2015 or new videos older than 2013 or whatever. If you don't specify an order, you are not allowed to put less, greater, less or equal in SQL. They will say, no, it's not a good idea. It's unpredictable performance. If you want to order or you want to compare and get less, less or equal, greater, greater or equal, you need to order. So we now have a table in which we want to look for tags, set by tag. We want to order by year, for instance. Then What is the primary key for that? The primary key for that is first the tag, because we want to search by tag. If we want to search by tag, the tag is the first part of the primary key. Second, if we want to order, we have to specify in the primary key to include in the primary key the ordering criteria that now is attitude. We will order by attitude. And third, you require uniqueness of the primary key. And here, the only way to ensure uniqueness is to add video ID to the primary key, because with tag only, we have no uniqueness. With tag and other deal, we have no uniqueness. The uniqueness is ensured, is provided by adding video ID. So here, the primary key, we have a primary key that has three fields. But this is the primary key. Which is the partition key of this table, as defined there?
Tag.
Now, these inner parentheses are redundant. With this inner parentheses or without them, partition key is the first field. Now it's redundant to give clear that the primary key is the tag field. So you can ask only by tag, okay, because this is the partition key. And when you use that, when you put a primary key that is composed, by fact, the data, by fact, they are already ordered by the partition key. You don't specify, you don't need to specify, but they are ordered by the partition key. And they are ordered in second place by the added year, and in third place by video ID. But they are ordered in increasing order. If you want a different order, you might specify this with the clause, with cluster in order by. With cluster in order by is said. Tab is the partition key. You don't have to specify that. And added year in reverse order. And video ID, I don't care about video ID, but for the syntax of SQL, you are forced to put something about video ID. So I put video ID in increasing order. So with that, allow us to, of course, we create the table and import data and so. In this case, the cluster is saying they have too many tables, but okay. They have 700. They have more rows. Why they have more rows than the previous case? They are the same videos, but some videos have two tags. Two tags from the same video are two rows in this table. Okay? So, now here we have an exercise. An exercise to try, and you can try to write here what clause you have to get, obtain the number of rows in the video, obtain the data of videos with NoSQL from the year. So this, I give you some minutes to try to do so. Later on Friday, I will provide my own solution for that in a front page. But now we try here. take into account that the table is videos by Tag Gear. The table we have to select now. Okay. Of course, to the number of videos is a select count. No problem. We have done it before. Data of videos with a tag and a year is allowed because the tag is the partition key, and also the year is part of the partition key, is the second part of the partition key. So you put select where tag equal NoSQL and edit year is 2012. Then, when they ask, no, I want videos with the tag NoSQL previous to 2015. This is also allowed because it's the partition key is included. the other deer is in the primary key, is the second field, and is ordered by this field. And by fact, if you run this one, you get 24 videos ordered by which criteria? The criteria that is specified in the primary key. The primary key in the clustering order, you say, order the newest first in added year decreasing. So this is why we have first, we get first without saying order anything, but you get first the video from the 2015, later video from the 2013, the 2012, 2011. Okay, the order is not specified in the select clause. The order is specified in the design of the table. Can you do a search by only the tag? Yes, because it's the partition key. In the same case, you get the results ordered in decreasing order, the newest first, because it's designed in the partition, but sorry, in the primary key, in the cluster order. So you define the tables according the set you want, the order you want. But for instance, if you want to search from videos between any videos between 2012 and 2014, this produced this mistake here, this message, error message here. Because, why? Because the partition key is tag. If you don't include tag in your search, unpredictable performance. Of course, it will be allowed if you put allow filter, but might not be the best idea. The best idea here is you design the table for your queries.
Can you put tag like in SQL, tag like...
I will try. I am not sure because this is not SQL. This is SQL, no is. Not at all. Like is not in SQL. In Cassandra query language, you cannot use like.
We have this and clause, but do we, can we use or?
Or?
Or, like?
No.
No.
No. Why can't you use OR? Because OR are two different conditions, two different criteria. And if the first criteria is for the partition key, okay. If the second criteria is not the partition key, not okay.
But if you use both.
Yeah, if I want to like comedy or no SQL.
Ah, sorry, comedy or no SQL. And you have result or not? I don't remember, sorry. And you say about the same. Can you? This is for try, okay? No.
Why not?
Because SQL doesn't allow all.
I like this explanation.
No, it's I said it is consider limitation, performance limitation. So, performance limitation, they consider that OR is a bit funny. So, what had to do if you want to do that? You do that in the application. Yes, in those cases, the database as are organized in a way for a purpose, they allow something, things that are not allowed by the database, you have to do by your application. Okay? So, OR is not possible. By fact, the last question. That's how many videos there are separated by years. In SQL, you will do a group by operation. In Cassandra, depending on the Cassandra version, group by are allowed or not. That depends of different version. In this version you have here, it's allowed. So you can do group by, but don't be surprised if in any version, in a particular version of Cassandra, group by are not allowed. So you have to do it by application instead of relying on the database for that. Okay? Well, Cassandra then is a NoSQL database system for highly distributed system, replicated data. And yesterday I told you that in a highly distributed system, we have to choose if we prefer consistency, or we will to prioritize availability. Then Cassandra prioritize availability, not consistency. So results for two users doing the same search at the same time might be slightly different. In a moment you can insert a new video. And it's possible that in this distribution system with replication, a user search and get this new video, and another user search and doesn't get this new video. After some minutes, some seconds, maybe they both get the same. But in some moment we might have eventual consistency. Eventual consistency is that users might have different results because of the distributed system. So, but your application, if you decide that Cassandra for any reason is a good idea, for she provides high availability, is good for your purpose, or the company you will work, they are using Cassandra already for other application or so. But you need consistency. You need that some data should be consistent. If I want to know how many seats are remaining in a flight, I need you and me get the same results. Or if we want to know how many videos about NoSQL there are in the system, or how many whatever, we want consistent results. So there is a type to ensure consistency in Cassandra. That is the counter type. The counter type is a data type that you, of course, in the documentation, in data type, you look for the counter type. He described the counter type at the condition type. The counter type is an integer data, but as is an integer data that is assumed, is you are ensured to be consistent, and die it might not be set. It only might be increased or decreased. So when you insert a new video with a tag, for instance, you increase by one the counter of videos with this tag. If you remove it, you decrease. And if they are of type integer, you have no consistency ensured. If you have the counter type, you have consistency ensured for each user should do that. So this is, for instance, if we want to keep account of the number of videos with a particular tag in a specified year. So we might have a table like this. Videos count by tag when we will have tag added year and the counter of videos with this tag in this year. And this is not the type, the data type for the video count is not int, it's counter. So consistency is ensured for that data type. So the here we cannot copy data to that data. This is, remember, this is for your application. For your application, you will insert a data, then update the count. But for the purpose of this lecture, or for the purpose of this example, we will use a file that is called videos by count tag SQL. This is not a CSV. It's a set of SQL clauses that are like this, that said that I will update the videos contact that say we have three more videos with the tag DSE added year, whatever. This is a SQL file. A SQL file is a file containing SQL clauses. And to execute that in Cassandra query cell is with the source. So doing that, we keep the count. Keep a count of something interesting for you is a good idea for several reasons. One, for consistency. And the other, because you can get a count of video, yes, you, with SQL, with SQL, you can do select count from whatever. But this takes time. If you keep the count in a row, you get the count just by a select. So, in this case, for instance, we can get how many videos we have with the SQL tag, or how many videos we have with the SQL, no SQL tag after 2011. So you don't do a count, you have a select of this table. Of this table, and this is the count that you are keeping, that you are ensuring consistency with. So the count type is a type to keep a count. For instance, we will add a new video. We will add information, a new video, you will have, in this case, first to insert the video, insert information of the video. Insert information of the video in all tables that are needed. For instance, in this case, I will insert in the videos by tag year, but we also should insert it in the videos table and then videos by added year table. Sometimes data are replicated in different data because they are organized in different ways. But you insert videos, and after insert video, you update the table that keep the count of that. And you keep the count, and you say set video count is video count plus one. Remember that the count doesn't allow to put video count equal 34. This only allow video count equal video count plus one, or plus whatever, or plus, or video count minus when you remove video. So, in that case, late before we had 3, 2, and 18, and now we have 3, 2, and 19. Okay.
What so, happens if you already have that back there with that year?
Sorry?
That on the line 2 and 3, you already have that video there.
Yes, but with this, you know, you can update it. You cannot insert a new one. You can update, for instance, if I insert a new video of 2011, you should have an update where you say update videos where tag set video count equal video count plus one or minus one. They can they you, in that case as we have insert a video of the 2015. You have increased the videos from 2015. But if I, something asked in the chat, what is the now value? Now value is a identifier, a based on time. When you put now, what do now? Now is the video ID. Now that is a time unique universal identifier is used as the video ID for this video. You don't define the video ID. The video ID is now that the now function provide a time based universal unique identifier. Okay?
I kind of want to go back to what Wes said.
Sorry?
Yep. Can I go a little bit back, like to what Wes said before? If it fails, like you are trying to insert something you already have in the database or the table, you fail to add something, but then you update the count by one.
No, then but take into account this we are writing here, but this is supposed to be done by your application.
Yeah.
So your application should control errors.
Good.
What you insert, if you get an error, you don't do the update update order. Okay? Okay, we are going to the end of the lecture. Just to talk in SQL, in Cassandra, about data domain, I told you we have the text data type, integer, of course we have float, we have the text type, we have timestamp, and we also have another types that are collections. Collections, if we want to have a collection, these letters are directly taking copy and paste from the Cassandra documentation. You can find the Cassandra documentation. Then you can get a collection that must be ordered, unordered, unique values. You have set, list, and map is for collection. What does it mean? For instance, from the videos table we have at the beginning of in our exercise one, we want to add to a video all its tags. You assume that a video will have 1, 2, 3 tags, not 100 tags. Sorry. So, doesn't complete SQL. No. SQL is only for trying and for demonstrating the behavior of that. All this you have to control by your application. Now, in SQL and then SQL cell, the control is human control. If the insert fails, you mustn't do the next one. SQL has no control. SQL is only a tool for demonstrate, for prove these kinds of things. Your application won't be brightened with SQL. your application will be written using the APA functions of the library for your programming language, and you should always, always, with SQL, with NoSQL databases or with SQL databases, you should control the errors, and you won't, don't proceed. In SQL, is just for human interface. Okay? Then, if you want, in the videos, ads, not as in exercise 4 that we have to look for tag. No, I have the videos table. And in the videos table, we want to add the tags for a video. We can use that. Set of text. Tags is a set of text. That is, we have, for a video, we have several text. Then, in this case, that is like in exercise 1, but now for a video, we have the video ID, the date, text, and a field that is named task that might contain a set of tags. For instance, this video has two tags, Cassandra and webinar, because it's a video about a webinar talking about Cassandra. Okay. Collections, Aristotle above, is for a small number, for a really reduced number of tags. Don't put in a collection, in a set, 100 of tags. This is not for the 100 of sales for a customer or whatever. This is for a reduced number, a tag might have some. And also, Cassandra also allows user-defined types. You can define types of data with the basic Cassandra data types. You can define a new Cassandra type. For instance, we will create a new type that is the video encoding type that is composed of encoding, heat, byte, and bitrate. Okay, so we... In this exercise, you can read how to create a new type and use a new data type. So it's written here. And this, not only for user-defined data types, for all data types, the Cassandra and the copy tool in Cassandra use an asserting behavior. What means asserting? Asserting means insert or update. If you try to insert a data which the primary key is not present in the table, you insert a new row. If you try to insert or to import a data, a row, that the primary key match one of the primary key already in the table, it updates this row. This is what is called an asserting behavior. Asserting behaviors is assert or update. Of course, they might never two rows with the same primary key. So the copy order for importing data, not the insert. If you use your application, put insert is insert. And update is update. But if you use the copy tool, take into account that copy has a asserting behavior. So at the end, you have an exercise here. This exercise 7, you read this, and we will discuss on Friday, okay? This is not the final assignment. You have a final assignment on Cassandra, but you try, this is small, this is a few minutes to do so, but you consider that you have his here one requirements that you say, define the proper primary key of a table to serve the desired query, that the query is, we want to obtain a list of videos in which a certain actor participates, ordered by the date of edition, the most recent first, and bearing in mind that an actor can play two roles in the same video. So, you should define a table with these fields, actor, date, character name, these fields, that is the fields that are in this file, but you should define what should be the primary key for that query, the right primary key for that query. So you have to complete this. The creatable, so you have to complete the primary key, you have to specify the clustering order. Later you have to import data and try to obtain videos when Jeff Hammond appears or videos when John Astley appears. Okay? So this is an exercise. When you can, some minutes. On Friday we will discuss your proposal. Try, of course, if you do that in that box, I will be able to read and to discuss this on Friday. Okay? Some final question, some doubt?
What about the applications? You need to install some kind of drivers for?
Yes, of course. Not in the SQL, but in some of the Apache Cassandra, is explained about if you need to develop an application with Cassandra, you should install Cassandra, and you should install the driver for your programming language to use the APIs to do an insert, an update, and the create table, and so on. Because the idea is not to do with the SQL cell, is to do with the application programming interface, that is application programming interface. Is that for that purpose? Okay? So, see you tomorrow, and tomorrow I think I will go to the right, to the right place.
The left place.